Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I would like to welcome you into my new podcast, Adam Richard Has a Theory. If you are getting this jammed in your ears because it's turned up in your favourite Lip Media podcast feed, hello, welcome. This is a very special episode because it's my birthday. That's the only note I can sing from that song without having to pay rights. So that's the end of singing happy birthday to me. You can join in at home, please. I'll wait while you sing for me. No, stop it. Oh. Hooray! Hooray! No, I know you're not really. So if you are just joining me for the first time, regular listeners will know this is a podcast about Doctor Who. That's a television show on the ABC. It was on last night, so you can go and watch it on iView if you like. I've been talking about it all week because it was on iView on Monday morning, because proper hardcore nerds, we watch it at 7 o'clock in the morning when it's on in the UK. So I have theories about the show. Sometimes I have theories about production things. Like for instance, the first episode I mentioned in my first week, I was going to ask Clayton Hickman, who is a former editor of the Doctor Who magazine and a graphic designer, and he designed all of the gorgeous t-shirts that I would frequently wear on Whovians on the ABC. By the way, if you thought I would be on Whovians last night, I am deeply sorry that I was not there. I have suffered what they call a scheduling conflict in Hollywood. Basically, I made 61 episodes of Hard Quiz this year, and I don't host it. That's Tom Gleason. That's not me. but I work behind the scenes. I'm a senior writer on the show, and I was exhausted by the end of the 41st episode of season 5. Oh my lord, have we done 5 seasons of that? Anyway, and that finished just before Christmas, and I'd booked some time off, and then they announced Doctor Who was coming back, and I was like, I just there's nothing in my head. I can't go back into that workplace every day. So I had already booked time off and was like, oh god, I have to move dates around. And I just went, look, can I just have my holiday? And if I finish my holiday in time to come back for a couple of episodes of Whovians, I'll call you. And they are the sweetest people in the world. They said, yes, please come back whenever you can. So I'm doing this podcast instead because I can do this on the Gold Coast. Hi. Oh my God. I went for a run this week, can I tell you, and ended up at Surfers Paradise Beach, which I understand why it's called paradise. It's beautiful. Sure, the street leading up to the beach is full of terrifying people, but it was 7 o'clock in the morning, so there were no schoolies hanging out anywhere. Also, it's a bit late for schoolies. What am I doing? It's my 20th annual 29th birthday today. I'm way past schoolies age. But I took a selfie on the beach and I realized, because I've lost 40 kilos in the last year. I've put about 10 kilos back on since November, but I'm still 30 in the black. Woohoo! And I looked at my face and I was like, oh my Lord, I'm so drawn now. I've got that look of like, see, fat makes you look younger. I now am starting to look my age. And I understand why Madonna injects her bum fat into her face. Like, the theory is sound. I mean, it doesn't work for her, sadly. But the theory is sound that having a fat face will make you look younger. I think just the zombie hands are giving her away. Anyway, this isn't a celebrity podcast. I'm here to talk about Doctor Who. I was talking about Clayton Hickman. Clayton Hickman, who's a graphic designer, he designed many of the gorgeous T-shirts that I would wear on Whovians. I asked him on Twitter because I wanted to know whether the on-screen typeface they used in the first episode of the new series of Doctor Who, which was 2 weeks ago, Spyfall Part 1, I wanted to know whether the on-screen graphics were using the same typeface that they used back in the 70s during the original Series 12, because this is Series 12 of the new series and there was a Series 12 of the old series, and whether it was the same typeface they used for the episode titles. And he said, yes, it is. That was his entire tweet to me, and I am so excited because he's technically Doctor Who royalty, so it was very exciting. Hi, Clayton Hickman! He's written episodes of, a couple of episodes of The Sarah Jane Adventures, which was a spin-off of Doctor Who. It's a great show featuring the gorgeous Liz Sladen, who is no longer with us. But yeah, anyway, this is what happens to this podcast. I tend to run off the tracks very often. If this podcast was a tram, we'd be constantly derailed, and when it was someone to come and put us back into the line. So tram's going nowhere, love. This tram is going nowhere. So yes, I got a message from Clayton, and then someone replied, because I was very specific about the typeface and the episodes and the Doctor Who-ness, said I should give myself an atomic wedgie, hashtag nerd. Now look, you're addressing clearly gay Doctor Who fan and advising them that they put something up their bum as some sort of punishment. And I will point out, we don't often see that as a bad thing. So, you know, atomic wedgie, bring it on. That's a celebration. It is my birthday. So for my birthday, my fiance is taking me out for dinner tonight. Oh no, it's very exciting. But yeah, I did want to recap a whole bunch of things from the last two episodes of Doctor Who. In this episode, I was going to watch the episode that aired the week I was born, which is Terror of the Autons. I think part two? I can't remember. Anyway, I can't get onto it, so it's going to have to wait until I'm safely ensconced inside my house. So yes, I'll do that next week. Oh, of course, Monday we're going to have a new episode of Doctor Who to talk about. So, and your theories from this episode, which went out last night on the regular television. So if you're not an iView fan, then I'm not going to get your theories until today. So Monday and Tuesday, we'll be dealing with your theories and reactions to this week's episode, plus my new theories and reactions to Monday's. The ball rolls very quickly on this podcast, is all I'm saying. So I would love to hear your theories if you only watched it last night and you're just jumping on board today. Then please give me all your theories. theory@adamrichard.com.au is my email. You can get me on Twitter @AdamRichard. My DMs are wide open, dolls. Jump on in. Also @AdamRichard at Instagram and fabulous@AdamRichard on Facebook, where people seem more than happy to message me. Mostly from a weird website called Bored Panda, and they're wanting me to sell their website, and I'm like, just go away from me. I'm not selling things here. I mean, I probably am. There's advertising on this podcast, but I'm not selling your website for, like, go to my agent. Like, seriously, every day. I don't know what goes. So if you see a poster on that website, you know, there's something dodgy going on. It's in Lithuania, apparently. I don't know. I sent them an email to say, can you stop your people bothering me? They're driving me batty. Like, every day there's like three or four of them. We'll give you money if you post our content. I'm like, I have money. I'm fine. I don't need extra money from you. So yeah, don't take this as an endorsement. This is an anti-endorsement. You're going to go and look at the website now. I've driven traffic. I've given them everything they wanted. Oh, this is the worst. It worked. They've just harassed me into advertising their website. That's exactly what they wanted, wasn't it? Oh, they've won. Anyway, it's my birthday and they can't have my clicks. I don't even, is that a thing? Can you have someone's clicks? So yes, please give me your theories. I make that sound like I want the flu from you. Give me your theories. I want to hear what you think of Doctor Who or anything else that's come up. For instance, do you think it makes you look younger if you have your bottom fat injected into your face? I mean, I am worried. I'm starting to look old. I'm 49. Like this is the age I am, I guess, aren't I? Yeah. Happy birthday to me. Funny old man. Thank you so much. If this has been your first foray into Adam Richard Has a Theory, that's it. It's 10 minutes. It's on every day, or you can listen to the entire week in one sitting, if that's your choice, or, you know, 3 weeks. I don't want to tell you how to use your podcast. Frankly, you do what you like with them. Anyway, there will be more talk about the new episodes of Doctor Who next week. Have a great weekend, everyone. Oh,
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.